favorite hits on your favorite network. This is Holy Culture Radio.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
what in the ham sandwich?
We sorry in advance, though. Letting y'all know. Don't take it personal. It's just business.
This is what I want to say to them, Cap. They gave me a new era tight fit.
There you go.
Not that old flex fit. You know what I'm saying?
One size fit all fit.
And the shorty go up to the altar doing the huckabuck. But it looked more like a pole and lap dance.
There you go.
She might be a church sniper.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Don't jaw me to death.
Don't jaw me.
And we praying for you, B.
We praying for you.
But you're dead wrong, man.
You're dead wrong.
We don't shoot no hot ones on the show.
Nah.
We got to call a spade, man.
Yeah.
What in the ham sandwich?
Yeah. It's the ham sandwich show.
Yes, it is.
It's the kid Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy Saint Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. Could drop a baseball. I think you understand what I'm saying.
A.k.a.
And I am True Asia.
And welcome to the What in the Ham Show. Ham Sandwich Show. We cut through the fat, give you the facts. You know what I'm saying? Not for the boring, only for the daring.
The daring.
You know what I'm saying? Happy post-Super Bowl.
Happy post-Super Bowl.
Congrats.
I hope somebody jumped off the roof for the Steelers.
Yeah, congrats to the Packers.
They both played a good game.
You know what I'm saying? I really didn't care. I was just there for the food.
Yes.
I was just there for the food and the fellowship.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You know how cats do with the Super Bowl. They team and they just pick a team and just root for that one.
Yeah.
But they lose, like, oh, well, I'm going home.
I'm full.
You know what I'm saying? I'm full. Go home farting.
Till I move over.
Yeah. Beat is hot, yo.
Hot.
Yo. Slaughter. Right now. On the beat. It's going down. Freestyle is so cold, like a refrigerator when I come through so bold. I know your style's young, but you're looking like you're old. Walking around like your name was Jerome O's. Oh, I got a style that's so sweet like a lollipop. Everybody wanna come through and see me holly drop. I can even come through the ham show right now. Everybody wanna see the show and start the bite now. The TV show is coming real soon, and to come through is gonna move like a monsoon. Pop on your cats just like a balloon. All up in your face, but it's not maroon. I'm washed like the Crimson Tide, Bama. When I come through, you know I drop the heavy grammar. Yo, I'm not your girlfriend, don't call me Kelsey Grammer. You know how we do, I don't stutter or I stammer. Call me Big Thor when I'm slamming the hammer. Yes, I come through, catch slammed in the slammer. I give the show right now, can't hear a thing right now. 1 second. Yo, we there? Okay. Let me start it once again. It's the Big Sean Slaughter coming through without a pen. Freestyle session, I hope you learn your lesson. You know we come through without the Smith or the Wesson. I be coming through cooking it just like Wesson. I be driving just like a Testarossa. When I coming through, these cats wanna toast ya. We'll be coming through, please don't even approach the style. I be coming through, flow like the now, no go-to smile. But the style is so wild like the coyote. You don't know me, you're not my homie. Holy ham sandwich show, please, can you glow me? I shine in the dark like a nightlight. It's all good, man, you know it's like a bright light. Look at your teeth, man, you got an overbite. This the ham sandwich show? Oversight, yeah, yeah, the flow is smooth. Yes, it's so cool. Coming real through, yeah, they call me the fool. I be coming through, splash rhymes like a pool. When I come through, I make these cats say, ooh. And that dude on Pittsburgh named Gay. His ankles got broken like every single play. And he got caught on by that dude named Jordy. Jordy? What the heck is that? 40, 50, cent. Everybody bent. Everybody dig in your belly button, pull out lint. You know how we do when we coming through. And you looking blue like a Smurf when I come with the turf. toe. Please, I got the flow. Cookie is next, so you know just how it go. The beat's fading out and it's fading right down. But when it comes down, he's gonna rip it like a brown cow and serve it like some beef on a steak. Wait, I be coming through. You are fake. Wake up. Now is the time for the show to start. You ate some beans, now you're gonna fart. Ready to freestyle, dog?
Yeah.
Let me give it to you. Let's go!
Ah! I'm here. With the headache.
What the? What
bellyache. Listen up, fakers. Faker wakers. You need to stop faking. Jesus is your waker. You need to stop sinning, boo. Stop dropping your jaws, boo. Every time you go to church, the preacher get up and say, wave your hands. He said, huck a buck, turn around, do the walk, the butt, the duke down. I don't know what that means.
Word.
I guess it's a club in time being.
Word.
But guess what? I'm on a microphone. Cook dog rolling up the stone. Huh? What does that mean? That mean the ham sandwich show is coming back again. Big ups to my man, P. Diddy. Big ups to my name, B. Biddy. But don't you know, hey, it's time to go. Everybody love, everybody go. But hey, what you gonna do? One mate, no, not a cop, dude. But guess what? I love you.
One mate.
Peace out, ODTs. Peace out, all my peoples. Bangs, get up and beepo. Hey, it's time to go. The Ham Summer Show is about to flow.
Flow.
And when we get down, everybody get on the flow. Alright?
Alright.
Hey.
Y'all know what it is, man. What in the ham sandwich? One, what in the ham sandwich?
Yo.
Show. You know what I'm saying? Welcome back.
Welcome. Well, sir.
Yeah, when you said P. Diddy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I got a little nervous for a minute.
I know you did, dog.
I was wondering what you're going to reach for to rhyme with it. You know what I'm saying?
I know he that says anything on his mouth.
Let's do that pat, that patty in it.
Nah.
Inside joke, and y'all y'all never get it.
That's right.
156 episodes deep, and y'all never get
it. Yes, sir.
You can't get it. Big shout out to Petty D. You know what I'm saying? It's the Wonderham Sandwich Show, man. And y'all know how we get down, man. Let's go ahead and start with a little bit of
dun, da, da, da. Ham News.
Okay, quiet. In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, a 13-year-old boy was attacked while walking home from school earlier this month. He was attacked by 7 boys from his school.
Wow.
And basically, one of the boys videotaped it on their phone.
Idiot.
And what he videotaped was, a videotape was taken on the cell phone. One of the suspects shows the boy being kicked, dragged through the snow, and stuffed into a tree, then hung from his jacket on a tall wrought iron fence. On the video, the boy can be heard screaming as his attackers laugh. The police said several people walked by and nobody did anything.
That's ridiculous,
that's
yo.
So the 7 boys have been arrested, and
that's what's
hopefully
up.
They go to jail, because that's just a shame. That's just,
yeah.
They just were bullying him. 7 of them, they were big too, and he was not that big.
Bullying is serious, yo.
Yeah.
Your kids getting bullied, take it serious, because back in the day, you know what I'm saying, when we bullied and said we was going to do something to you, most likely wasn't. Today, when a bully say he going to do something to you, he going to come blow your house up, that dude might actually have pipe bombs in his closet.
Exactly. And his mom don't even know it.
And his mom don't even know it. So take bullying seriously, and turn Tasmanian devil that school up. Tear that school down.
Everybody know that a threat was made.
Touch mines.
Put your hands on mine. A Super Bowl. Green Bay Packers beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 31-25. So,
okay.
Well, the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, I heard a lot of people saying Pittsburgh won't win. They played a good game, though. They did good. They didn't get... A
lot of Pittsburgh fans in Virginia.
They didn't get blown out.
You know what I'm saying? My man across the street got Pittsburgh flags.
He need to take those down, though.
Oh, well.
That's embarrassing.
You know what I'm saying?
They did take that L, though.
Yeah, they took it.
They smoked that L. They took that L to the head.
Yes, sir.
With 111 million viewers, it's one of the most watched television programs in U.S. history.
It had a 49 rating. Now, let me break that down for y'all. Baseball World Series has a 9 rating. Like, no, no. Baseball have like 11, 13 rating, which is extra decent.
Yes.
The NBA playoffs will have like a 17, 18, like 18 Nielsen rating. You know what I'm saying? They had a 49 rating. Mm. That's unbelievable. That's basically that's saying that half the country was watching.
Sure.
One out of every two people was watching the Super Bowl.
Well, it's the most watched television program in U.S. history.
In U.S. history.
In U.S. history, it says
numbers.
The game beat the previous record of 106.5 million set during the last year's Super Bowl, which shattered the 27-year record held by the series finale of MASH of 106 million.
And I know the crib that we was in. We was in one room. They had like three TVs on.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? So that's like three households right there.
Yes, sir.
Exactly. So congratulations to the Green Bay Packers.
All day.
Before the kickoff, everybody's making a big deal about Christina Aguilera chopping up the Star Spangled Banner. She forgot some words.
Got the words. She was crackling and all that.
Yeah, she jacked it up. She didn't do too bad, though. It wasn't terrible. At least she didn't stop or mumble. You know how people forget the words? They be like, and start humming. But I think she did a good job.
I hear one. I hear two words. Career ender. The number one most watched show in history, and you screw up the national anthem, it's a Ronaldo.
NBA superstar Gilbert Arenas' baby mother is suing him for child support of $1.3 million a year.
Embarrassing.
She's already getting $20,000 a month, so obviously that's not enough for her.
That is ridiculous.
She won $1.3
million.
How much she getting?
20 G's a month.
She need to be quiet.
First of all, that's his kid.
Yep.
That's number one.
That's number one.
Number two, he was dumb enough to not sign that prenup. Sign that. If you
was a prenup. That's his girlfriend, his baby mother. That's why you need to stop going up there sleeping with
chicks. He messed up. Hey, yo, if that's going to be a girlfriend, then you need to sign someone a napkin or something. Saying that if you get knocked up, you get nothing.
This is how much I'm paying for child support per year, per month.
What we both came in this marriage with, this relationship with, is what we both going out with.
Exactly.
My basketball skills and your weed.
And that goes on to actor Kevin Hart, who's in the midst of a bitter divorce from his longtime wife, Tori.
Oh, man, Kevin Hart.
He has his mistress that he's floating around town with.
No.
My goodness. Embarrassing.
What's wrong with you?
Last but not least, everybody's making this big stink about Halle Berry because they're saying, you know, she's cheap because she drives a Honda. She drives a Honda minivan, so they're saying she's a millionaire.
What's
so
wrong with that?
Because she's supposed to be driving, you know, a Lexus
BMW. I want to know. I want to know who said it.
Probably the people in the hood.
I want to know what's the color of the people that said it.
Black people in the hood. I'm not going to say that. I don't know.
Because Warren Buffett drives like a
1995 station Volvo.
You know what I'm saying? And he's second richest man in the world.
Yeah.
Right.
And nobody said nothing about that.
I guess, you know, when you at a certain point in your life, people look at you like you should be at a certain social status. You know, you got money.
That's ridiculous.
You're a star.
That is ridiculous.
You live in Hollywood.
That's ridiculous.
To be honest, I think it probably keeps her grounded.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She probably feels like a regular person driving that minivan.
Right.
And maybe someone just want to drive. You know what I'm saying? Who want to drive around? Because she got kids and stuff, right?
She has one child.
She got a child. So who want to drive around in a Bentley? Kids spitting up in the back and all that. That's not even.
Car seat? Come on now.
Yeah, it's not even, you know what I'm saying? It's not even practical.
Right. No, and she probably own her Honda. Why don't you worry about what kind of car she drive? That's the problem with America. We always worried about what somebody else
does. It don't matter what car you drive.
And they standing at the bus stop talking about what she driving.
They stand.
It's embarrassing.
Sit at the bus stop with their change in their hand. You know what I'm saying?
Bad cold.
Talk about what she's driving.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Sidestepping back and forth. Retarded. You know what I'm saying?
They jeans, man.
They retarded, yo.
That's ridiculous.
That don't make no sense. It really is ridiculous. So,
is that the
ham news? Hey, I thought I saw something about. Let me see if I can look it up real quick. Type in the PlayStation phone.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
I heard they ain't coming out with that though.
They had a commercial for the Super Bowl for the PlayStation phone.
Oh,
they did. They said something.
Anybody going back?
It was like I think it's made by Sprint or Samsung or something like that. But I don't know why you make a PlayStation phone. You know what I'm saying? It really don't make no sense to me.
Retarded.
You got the PS3. I mean, you got the PS3 and you got the PSP. Why do you want to make a PlayStation phone?
Money, honey.
See, PlayStation phone gets its official debut. What Super Bowl was this?
25?
45. I can't read the XLs and all that type of stuff. Embarrassing.
embarrassing.
It got its official. It has a. It looks like it has the little PlayStation buttons. The joint looked like a flop. It slides up. The joint looked like a game controller, but yeah. It slides up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I smell a flop. I smell flip-flops.
Back the PlayStation phone.
Well, y'all know what it is, man. Y'all can always call in 757-325-9493. You can call in live. You know what I'm saying, and talk about the topic that we're talking about. www.thehamsandwichshow.com is the website. Hamshow.tv is the TV network. You know what I'm saying? Go to iTunes. You can download the Ham Show. Make sure if you're a iTuneser, get your Ham app.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You're an Androider. Get your Android Ham app. You know what I'm saying? And stay connected to the Ham Show.
Stay connected.
You know what I mean? So let's take
connect
quick,
yourself.
Let's take a quick break, and we're going to come back in a few. Sean Cook, True. It's the
Thank
Ham Show.
You.
Going on, y'all. It's Omega Sparks. And you're listening to DJ I Rock Jesus on Coast to Coast DJs.
Work time, baby. Let's get it up.
Mega O here to pick up the flow, spinning. Mega O here to pick up the flow, spinning. Mega O here to pick up the flow, spinning. Mega O here to pick up the flow, spinning. Mega O here to pick up the flow, spinning. Mega O here to pick up the flow, spinning. Nasty O just to pick up your soul. Ricocheting off of your dome till it bears in your heart. You can beat me a bigger rapper, still terror apart. 48 bars, falling this heat. It's hard to stay calm. I ain't stop over the beats. My rhymes stay palm. So flow for the Cuban links. I'm not Raekwon. I'm trying to put my life on life just like Jason. Flow for my king. He's the judge and jury. Call him the Punisher. Homie, I'm Nick Fury. And when we link up, we make the whole block tremble and never disassemble like X-Men members. Don't have to be a good boy wishing a Kris Kringle. I'm moving my authority, better just learn the lingo. Cause you can die from identity crisis. With bubblegum rap and the world's entices. Rappers swearing that they wanna be Tyson. How they bite off each other, still sweating the nicest. Call me the hitman, I'm trying to pop culture. Swinging scriptures right out of the top poster. This is for the kids that fell math, but swear they aced the hood. Blazed in the woods, should have ran, but they stood. Yeah, the block a ligger toothless. The game's so fruitless, but that's what we get for trying to be ruthless. Reckless, riding out, always reckless. You think God's cool with your Sunday checklist. Sin is so fun till it leaves you breathless. And Charles Bronson, man, I swear you had a death wish. That's it, there's some things you can't mess with. Giving God garbage and asking him to bless it. Catch me on the block, on the spot like a leopard. Trying to pass the message with rhymes that's aggressive.
this one of the hottest beats.
If you say that you rep my God, then go harder. The snakes in the garden, better move with your guard up. Flame starters on the track, man, with Bombia. I'm feeling like the lion on the Chronicles of Narnia. Reborn by the flame of the Lord God. Hang with more bars in a prison with courtyards. And clench hands like the fist of the North Star. And pray for the horse that's addicted to porn stars. Me and Satan don't make me chuckle. You can have more tricks than a Batman belt buckle. Still can't rupture our soul if you buck us. Feeling like Jack Spade, I'm gonna get you sucked. Bring ruckus to the kingdom of darkness. Me and my people harder than a legion of Spartans. Don't call us Christians, call us some freedom fighters. And if you love Jesus, then call him your Leonidas.
One Ham Sandwich Show.
This don't make no. He was spitting.
He just ended like
the crap out of that.
Let me tell you something. That Mob Deep shook one's beat. That's got to be one of the top three beats of all time.
Yeah, that joint is so hot.
You know what I'm saying? That's man. I hear that beat. That joint bring back memories.
That's gonna make you want to go slap somebody in the back of their head right quick.
That beat start rolling something up. You know what I'm saying? It's the Ham Sandwich Show. Sean Cook and True. And it's Black History Month. You know what I'm saying?
Of course they give us a show this month.
You know what I'm saying? 28 days.
It's all right, though. We're going to make the best of it.
28 days. Get in, get out.
You know what I'm saying? You will not get the 31-day month.
Get out. That's what you get.
You ain't getting a full 31.
What you get and bounce.
You know what I'm saying? And you're lucky you got 28.
Exactly. You're lucky we can get you 15. Make it Black Half History Month. Half Black History
Black
Month.
Black Week. You know what I'm saying? Like Greek Week. Black Week.
The Dark 3 days.
Dark Three. You know what I'm saying? And so today's show is called Are You an Overcomer or Are You Just a Bum?
Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Ask yourself that question. I don't think many people ever ask themselves, am I overcomer or am I a bum?
People really, real talk, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you need to step back and take an inventory of your life.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You need to write you a checklist.
Look, just look back the last 5 years of your life. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it's not all about the accomplishments and so on and so forth, but look at your relationships. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the first thing you should look at. Look at your relationship with God over the last couple of years. Look at your relationship with your family. You know what I'm saying? If you're married, your wife and your kids, and then, you know, your extended family, your mom, your dad. And,
you live in the basement.
You know what I'm saying? All that type
of
stuff.
Did you come up? Did you want to come up?
You know what I'm saying? If you got a room, you know what I'm saying? I guess your family that's right there.
Right.
Your mom and them.
Just look across.
You know what I'm saying? Just think about it while she's cooking you pancakes.
Your mom's and them.
You know what I'm saying? You got to keep the TV low and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, no company after 10. Yeah.
You're 28 years old. You know what I'm saying? Got a full mustache in bed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to really, you know, take inventory of life and be honest. And this is the one thing I think people don't do. They don't be honest.
Right.
It's hard to be honest with yourself because I think that we like seeing ourselves in a certain way. And psychologists will tell you, that most people see themselves in a way that most others don't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Most people view themselves in a way that others don't. So sometimes it's good to take inventory on your life.
That's right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And
I agree.
You know what I mean? And see, are you an overcomer? Have you done some things? You know what I'm saying? Are you on your way to doing things? Sometimes not about what you've done, but what are you doing?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What is your plan? What is your goal? What is your vision for your life?
Right.
Are you on track?
Right.
Or is just today just another day? You know what I'm saying? It's another day. Just wake up. It's whatever.
Right. I always tell my students at work, I always tell them to think about if you died today, what would your obituary look like?
Mm. Some of y'all be embarrassing.
Exactly.
Be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? He was, you know what I'm saying?
Living in his mother's basement.
You know what I'm saying?
No, for a couple of years.
He had a nice TV.
That joint was hot.
You know what I'm saying? That joint was hot.
Nothing on Black Friday.
I remember that time he laughed and milk came out of his nose.
That joint was nasty.
You know what I'm saying? That was real nasty.
It was funny, though.
You know what I'm saying? And, that dude was all right.
He was a decent dude.
Like, they can't say nothing about
you. And
people
be like, yo, who want to watch?
They're scrambling for words.
Who want to write such and such? You know, who want to do his, obituary. And nobody raising their hand.
Nobody.
They ain't got nobody nothing to say.
You know what I'm saying? Making stuff up. Freestyling. You know what I'm saying?
What you say he did that? Let me write that down real quick. It's embarrassing.
They ain't got nothing to say.
They got nothing to say. And because I really believe, you know what I'm saying? I know for myself, my family, and I'm sure for Cookie and his as well, that we want to make some kind of dent on this earth. And the reality is that the richest people that have lived in, it's not a rich podcast, this is a podcast about overcoming.
Right.
And the richest people that have lived on the earth, the richest that have lived on the earth, the only ones you might remember are the ones that made some impact.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And maybe it's not Christian impact. Maybe it was, you know, like Rockefeller. You know what I'm saying? And real estate and or Carnegie, or, you know what I'm saying, Mahatma Gandhi, or, you know, and to me, the ones that contributed to society and to their fellow man,
right,
are the ones that
live beyond their grave.
Streets are named after you. Schools are named after you.
Right.
People are always going, almost like the Bible. People go back to your ethics of what you stood for,
right,
and use you as a standing post for how society should be moving.
Right. Right.
So we want to pull out just a four people. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do two here of black people who did amazing things.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And if you're overcomer, I want you to be encouraged. If you're a bum,
I want you to be encouraged.
You know what I'm saying?
I
want you to be encouraged. Step your game up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, realize you was embarrassing, but I still want you to be encouraged.
Ultimately, think about all of the and at school today, we was watching a movie called Race to Freedom, the Underground Railroad. And just think about the things that these people had to go through. The people that came before you had to go through to get you where you are today. And for you to not take advantage of the opportunity they have afforded you, it is disgraceful.
Z-bar.
Yeah, that's why Black History Month should be very meaningful.
Very.
You know what I'm saying? And we're going to break it down. There was a guy by the name of Benjamin Banemaker. All right, he was born in 1731.
Not Wanamaker.
You know what I'm saying? And he died in 1806. First thing, see, and when you hear stuff like, you'll hear stuff like this today, like today, you know what I'm saying? You hear sad stories about Fantasia winning American Idol and not able to read.
Yeah.
What I'm about to read to you right now, and then dating the dude from the Sprint store.
Somebody else's husband.
Somebody else. That's
that's taking us back 400 years.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You see the Flavor of Love. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my goodness.
And when they roasted Flavor Flav, they say he took black people back 100 years and Vikings back 400 years because he wear that Viking hat.
That dude is ugly. He gotta love himself. That was ugly.
You know what I'm saying? And he was sleeping with chicks on that show though.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
For his money.
Son, how desperate do you gotta be?
Oh.
So he's 50. These chicks like early 20s. Some of them dime pieces. The rest of them...
Butt piece.
Yeah, one of them crapped on the floor. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You would...
I would rather live in the bottom of the Hudson River in a box.
For sure.
Eating ants before I even let that dude hug me.
Some dude say he looked like a skeleton wrapped in duct tape.
Hey. Then when the girl said, I'm not kissing you shit, and she got off the set...
I don't know. I ain't really watching that close. You know what I'm saying?
Man, he ugly, man.
All right, first of all, he learned to read. Benjamin Banamaker, 1731. He learned to read from his mother and his grandmother. All right. After he learned to read, he read the Bible to his family every night. And it's one thing that you'll constantly keep bumping into is that Christianity had a lot to do with African Americans and their journey and their quest for freedom and independence. He attended a nearby Quaker school, but that was the extent of his education. Okay? He taught himself literature, history, and mathematics. Mm. Taught himself.
Man.
Literature, history, and mathematics. I got dudes right now that, you know what I'm saying, you know, some dudes that I mentor ain't got no place to live.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And all these opportunities that we got, you know what I'm saying? You got no place to live. You got no place to eat. You know what I'm saying? You go to the military, you're a young man. You go to Job Corps.
Yep.
Yeah, but all they want to talk about is what they don't want to do.
You're going to tell me, nah, I ain't going to the military. And I heard bad things about Job Corps. I heard bad things about being homeless.
Yes.
A grown, funky man.
You know what I'm saying? Like eating trash with the garbage.
I heard bad things about starving.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. I heard bad things about getting stuck up for your things.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? And getting beat down in front of a cardboard box.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Don't tell me what you heard bad things about.
You need to go find out if those bad things are true.
Exactly.
That's what you need to do.
You know what I'm saying? Benjamin Banamaker taught himself literature, history, and mathematics. Then in 1971, at the age of 30... he actually constructed a striking wooden clock without ever seeing a clock before. Never saw a clock. He constructed a clock, and it's thought of as the first whole clock ever built in America. You know what I'm saying? That could be debated. And this clock lasted until his death.
Mm-hmm.
He taught himself the science of astrology.
This man is putting in work.
He's putting in work.
Now, if you notice, he keep teaching himself.
Himself.
He keep breaking himself. Break yourself.
Break
Get up
yourself.
Off that couch.
You know what I'm saying? His calculations would give the positions of the planets and stars for each day of the year, and his almanacs were published every year from 1792 until 1799.
Wow.
Wrote almanacs, you know what I'm saying? Finding out about the stars, publishing stuff.
Wow.
This is the late 1700s where black people ain't supposed to do nothing like this.
Nothing like that.
You know what I'm saying? Just be a slave, boy.
And doing all that on top of the oppression.
On top of the oppression.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And you upset because your job only pays $7.75 an hour.
When these people was making nothing an hour.
You know what I'm saying? They was making cotton an hour.
Free
exactly.
99.
And they better have made a certain amount of weight in their bag or they was going to get the fire beat out of them.
Exactly. Banamaker forwarded a copy of his calculations to Thomas Jefferson, then the Secretary of the State, and criticized Jefferson for his pro-slavery views and urging the abolishment or ending of slavery. Of American African American people, he compares such slavery to the enslavement of the American colonies by the British Crown, and so he writes a letter that Thomas Jefferson gets as a Secretary of State, talking against slavery. Now, people that did certain things like these are called abolitionists, you know,
right.
abolitionism,
right.
And it really wasn't popular. You know what I'm saying? Now, abolitionism has been going on since the late 1700s.
Right.
To abolish slavery.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We ain't really get total freedom until, you know what I'm saying, 1970s, 60s, 70s. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Martin Luther King took a dirt nap.
Martin Luther King took a warm one for us.
Yeah.
Mm. You know what I'm saying?
He fought for all that education. They dropped out of school left and right.
All day.
Cursing out teachers.
Cursing teachers out.
Going flipping chairs.
Kiss out my.
I'm sure if Martin Luther King do that, he would stay home on Sundays with the church and went back to his house and chill with his family. He wouldn't have did all that.
Flipping in his grave. You know what I'm saying? The last issue of Bennett Maker's Almanacs was 1797 because of the lessening interest in the anti-slavery movement, and he died in 1806. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And
he
so an amazing man, self-taught. Let me give you another one before we go to break. This lady is called Isabella Van Wagner. She's born 1797 to 1883. Okay. Now, she was the daughter of slaves and spent her childhood as an abused chattel of several masters. Now, this is one thing, man, that I think we have to really kind of understand.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? First of all, a chattel was a slave. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like an indentured servant. And women, black women, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to say this right now. I don't think there's nothing stronger than a black woman.
Mm. Hallelujah!
You know what I'm saying? Because back in these days, of course, the men were being beat and they were forced to do hard labor and things like that. Black women were not only forced to serve, but they were also sexually abused. Mm. They were mentally and physically abused. Their children were taken from them to serve as slaves in other plantations.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? They literally had to train their children on how to be slaves.
What in the
same? Because if they didn't, if they rebelled, the master would beat the Jafai out of them.
Exactly. So they trained them to be submissive.
They trained them to be submissive.
And to be afraid of their masters.
Yes. For protection's sake. Right. You know what I'm saying? And so from a mental, psychological, sexual, emotional, relational, on all facets and aspects of life. And then on top of that, the black woman, the slave, was called to raise some of the slave owner's children.
Exactly.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And take care of the wife.
That's right.
Do her hair and all that. And,
mm-hmm. and cook. Clean. And raise kids.
You know what I'm saying? And so, black women, man, have been through a lot. And it should really make your stomach turn to now see black women on music videos.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Shaking their butts, dropping it
like it's hot.
Like it's hot and all that type stuff.
Talking about they want to get paid.
Somebody want to get
go
paid.
Go to school. Because you ain't going to be able to shake your behind when you 40, 50, 60 years old. Because nobody want to see that.
Nobody want to see your stinking.
What you going to do after that?
Stinking muskrat.
Talking about, let me say that, but they love. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, it's embarrassing. You know what I'm saying? When you see what black women have fought for, you know what I'm saying? You
fought, yo.
You literally have taken the medal that they fought for and handed it back with, like, I'm good.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So anyway, between 1810 and 1827, she bore at least 5 children to a fellow slave named Thomas. So she started having kids at 13. Since childhood, Isabella had visions and heard voices, which she attributed to God. In New York, she became associated with a zealous minister, a missionary named Elijah Pearson. And they began working and preaching in the streets.
Right.
And she joined the Retrenchment Society and his household. Isabella Van Wagner eventually changed her name to Sojourner Truth. She eventually ran away from her last slave owner, and she sought refuge with the Quakers. It seemed like the Quakers played a big part, you know what I'm saying, in the slave days, who paid her owner $20 for her services until the New York State law emancipated all slaves in 1827. A lot of people don't know that up north, slavery was emancipated, and you can actually buy your slavery.
Right.
You still have slaves, but you can actually buy your slavery.
Yeah.
In the south, They weren't giving up their Nikes.
They ain't giving up.
But the same thing too is they weren't slaves anymore. But then they had nothing.
Where do you go?
So some slaves wanted to stay with their masters.
Right.
They ain't had no place to go.
They had no money.
So
no land.
So I get food, clothes, and shelter by being a slave.
Exactly. So.
You know what I'm saying? So it really didn't. The system wasn't set up
for African Americans to succeed.
Right. You know what I'm saying? It really wasn't set up for them. During her lifetime, she won 2 civil suits in court. The first, she gained the freedom of her son Peter, and the second, she won a libel suit against a couple who accused her of murder falsely. Mm. Let's see. In 1843 was when she became Sojourner Truth. And started a supernatural call to travel up and down the land. And she sang, she preached, she debated at camp meetings. They've been having camp meetings forever.
Forever with them old tents.
They be hucking bucking forever with them hard shoes.
They sure do.
In churches, village streets, exhorting her listeners to accept the biblical message of God's goodness. And she was soon introduced to abolitionism. And in 1871, Sojourner Truth became the first woman to vote in a Michigan state election.
Wow.
All right. So just some amazing stories, man. We're going to take a quick break and come back and, you know what I'm saying, and talk about some more overcomers. And hopefully, you know what I'm saying, you're not a, what I call them again? Overcomers or you just a bum?
You just a bum.
You know what I'm saying? Sean Cook True, Ham Show, Chia.
They getting in on the chat line. They talking about some real stuff.
We got history together, man. We've been knowing each other for a while, man.
Culture Radio.
Man, we go back, man. We go back like Saturday morning cartoons almost. And I done put you through a lot of stuff, man. But through everything we went through,
that's my
thing.
This better than a good dream. She my gift from God, so I call her my good thing.
She my baby girl.
I put that ring on her left hand. That ring on my left hand. Gonna get the best man. I promised that day that we would spend our life together. This not a one night thing. She'll be my wife forever. Richer or poorer, sickness, whatever. Gonna shut the door, baby girl. Let's ride together.
She
come
more
on.
Than a crib, more than a car, more than a purse on her arm. She's my baby. Baby girl, yeah, baby girl.
You can take everything that I own. Take my car, you can take my home. Believe my
baby girl, yeah, yeah, baby girl.
She's stuck with your boy. I used to drive her crazy. I met her in the hood, but believe she's such a lady. She don't need no Mercedes, she'll ride in the Chevy. It really doesn't matter to what long as she with me. And when they tried to case me, that girl was there with me. Ready to hit the stand like he was there with me. We got separated, God started to deal with me. I went to church, she went to church, she got saved with me. And when I'm on the planes, believe she hold it down. The kids in the crib, believe me, she hold it down. My baby praying for me, believe me, she hold it down. She may not know it then, believe me, she know it now. Only seconds of God, my baby, she comes first. And trust me, this is more than a verse. I've been around the world and I ain't seen nothing like her. She everything I needed, so your boy had to wipe her. For
she
real.
More than a crib, more than a car, more than a purse on her arm. She's my baby girl, my baby girl. Take everything that I own. Take my car, you can take my home. Believe my
baby girl, my baby girl.
We done done it all, we didn't even trap together. Pop Dodie out the crib and bag sacks together. When it was us against the world, we put our backs together. Riding in my cutty, hoping it would last forever. I never thought that we would end up at this place together. You done stuck with your boy through all types of weather. When it was bad, you always told me that it's gonna get better. When I was broken, didn't have 2 dimes to rub together. I never thought that we would end up being saved together. We used to smoke together, now we sit and pray together. No matter what the
trials bring, we gon' stay together. We gon' raise our grandkids and grow great together. I tell you this to your face, this not just a record. I'd rather be broke with you than sell a million records. Cause me without you, may it be never, never. Cause we gon' be together forever, ever. You my baby.
More than a car, more than a purse on her arm.
She's my baby girl.
She's my baby girl. Everything that I own. Take my car, you can take my home. Believe my
baby girl.
Yo, we are back.
Hey, yo, it's the What the Ham Sandwich Show. Sean Slaughter, Cook True.
Yes.
Yo, the ham chat room got me weak right now. This dude was telling a story about some dude trying to hit on him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said...
a dude who came in the barbershop.
He said this dude walked in with an Ice Cube Jerry Curl and a picnic table plaid shirt with classics. And proceeded to sit down and cross his leg and swing his arms. You know what I'm saying? and then Edward, that was a DJ, that was a DJ beat architect. Edward said, I'm sorry if you're over 30 and your pant size is smaller than your age. That's a problem.
Things going in.
You know what I'm saying? Oh my goodness. That's not called skinny jeans. That's called skinty jeans.
Skinty.
Them joints ain't skinny. Them joints skinty. You know what I'm saying?
It's embarrassing.
Your jean size is lower than your age, yo. That's a problem. You better go see somebody about that.
That's definitely a problem.
Them tight jeans killing kids.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, my goodness.
It's a pandemic.
Exactly. You take them things off, man. You wiping about three people. Oh, my goodness.
You're taking away futures.
Oh, man. They got me over here weak. I'm over here doing sit-ups. All right. So, obviously, today we're talking about black history and in one particular, being an overcomer versus being a bum. And we're talking about different black people who overcame their situations. And not only just overcame their situations. It's great that we all overcome our situations and overcome the things that life hands us. But these people went, I think, a step further.
Above and beyond.
Above and beyond, really. And they made such an impact,
right,
into society that we're talking about them today. You know what I'm saying? And realistically, I think this is what we should aim for. You know what I'm saying? It's not in the aspect of fame and fortune, and we want people to talk about us in that aspect, but the aspect of... Look at what he did. Look at what he stood up for. Look what he or she was about. Look what he or she meant to society. You know what I'm saying? True, you want to read about Mary McLeod Bethune?
Bethune Cookman.
She was the last child of 17 born into slavery.
Lord. Claude,
Bethune
have mercy.
Provided funds to attend Moody Bible Institute.
That's crazy. I know that.
After after severe marriage problems, her husband left and she never heard from him again. He just bounced.
Dip.
Although in 1904, education for blacks was frowned upon in the Deep South, strong-willed and of indomitable faith and spirit, Mary Bethune founded the Daytona Normal and Industrial School for Negro Girls.
Negroes.
She started the school with $1.50 in her pocket.
Stop right there, yo.
$1.50.
$1.50. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all need to get $1.50 right across your face. You know what I'm saying?
I don't believe that.
Like I read this stuff, son. You know, and that joint get me tight.
It makes you mad.
It makes you mad. For the people who have nothing but excuses.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Why I can't do this? Why I can't do that? It's always somebody else's fault.
And real talk, you know what I'm saying? This conversation is also for y'all felons. You know what I'm saying? For y'all that made mistakes.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? Got locked up, committed some felonies. We know that.
Don't let me.
You know what I'm saying? The laws in the country make it very difficult. You know, the felony laws are somewhat unfair because they make it very difficult for you to get a job. So what you got to do? Commit another felony to get some money. You know what I'm saying? But there is a way, man. And people will give you a chance.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? If you come humbly.
Right.
And you come ready to work. You know what I'm saying? And willing to learn.
That's right.
I believe that all day long. You know what I'm saying? But if you go in there, I ain't bagging groceries, dog. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't asking for nothing. You always think, you know, I'm at too much pride. You got too much pride not to have nothing.
She started school with $1.50.
You can't beat that.
A school.
You can't beat that with a baseball bat.
She picked a former landfill for her school site. It was swamp land and thickly overgrown. She promised to pay the owner $5 down and $5 a month when she could.
She put $5 on it.
The school started with one room and now graduates thousands of scholars each year.
What is it called?
Bethune-Cookman University.
Hey, yo, and Cook, what's one of the things Bethune-Cookman known for?
Baseball.
All day.
They always win it for something. Man, let me tell you something about Bethune.
You know what I'm saying? Don't they got a banging band, too?
Band off the freaking
marching
chain.
Marching band.
But Bethune is in Daytona Beach, Florida.
Right. Burgers?
What? What is the biggest thing that happens during spring break?
Stabation.
Bike a week.
Jergens.
All day. Bike a week.
Oh, yeah, bike a week.
Daytona.
Hey, yo, I heard somebody went down to the Daytona, like, bike week. Uh-huh. And Myrtle Beach bike week.
Right.
Said, you got girls.
I went to that one time.
When you did? Look, oh, really?
Hold on. When?
Oh, really?
When?
No. Let's talk about this. Where did you go down there?
Yeah. What was this?
Hold up.
What was this? And who'd you go with?
Yeah. Who you go with?
With my friends. Yeah, my friends.
Okay.
What was his? What was his name?
His name better been that Santa Fe.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
His name better been Crystal.
Yeah, for sure.
I went with girls. Girls.
And how was y'all dressed?
Yeah.
Get back to the show.
No.
I was like 16 to 17 years old.
Oh, so, I know you then. All right, whatever. So, I know you did.
I ain't know you.
Whatever you did, you did. You probably went down there in a cat suit, for all I know.
Oh, I was too hot for that.
Went down there in a cat suit.
Cat.
They said they got girls down there. Have like a little mini skirt on with no drawers.
No drawers.
Sitting on the back of a bike, leaned forward.
That's right.
And look, a family of five pull up behind her. It's a number, Jimmy Crack Corn, and I don't care. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. Y'all getting way off topic.
This is what I heard.
Way off topic.
We're talking about Bethune.
Bethune-Cookman. That's what it's at, Daytona.
In 1935, President Roosevelt appointed Miss Cookman her national. Miss Cookman.
Bethune. Her last name, Bethune, not Miss Cookman.
Bethune. Y'all got me some more.
Miss Bethune.
Miss Bethune.
Bookman.
Book me hard.
Miss Mary McLeod Bethune. President Roosevelt appointed her national director of the National Youth Administration Division of Negro Affairs.
Of Negro Affairs, yo.
See how they do?
I know to celebrate or slap them.
Right, right.
Be like, thank you for making me the director.
Of what?
Of Negro Affairs. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, it's a start.
Does that mean I'm supposed to keep them in line or something? Why are you hiring me for?
No, you can't let them cross the gun line.
I want you to look at them Negro Affairs and let me know what's going on. All right, so... So go ahead with the next one.
George Washington Carver.
Uh-huh.
Actually, Lyric goes to Carver School.
1861 to 1943.
Yeah. Orphaned as an infant, he was raised by Moses and Susan Carver, the family who owned his mother and father, which they had purchased his parents for $700.
That's a shame.
When his parents were kidnapped, the Carvers sent out bounty hunters to find them, and they only found George. They brought him back and his brother back, and the Carvers, which were white people, they raised him and his brother.
Okay. Oh, so he was laid by some white people.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
He was accepted to Highland College. When they found out he was black, they refused to allow him to attend.
That's a shame.
That's a crime.
So basically, his grades could get him in, but his color couldn't.
Right.
Hey, look.
Exactly.
Hey, look. I want to say something.
Say it.
This is just what I want to say. This is just what I want to say. Light-skinned people.
Right.
You real bright light. Right. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I got Indian up in my family.
You know what
Whatever you want to say. If you go all the way back.
You already know why you light.
You know why you light?
The tapioca.
That slave master was going getting some play.
Now it wasn't her fault, obviously.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But they were actually the mulatto kids. What they would do is the slave masters was raping the slaves.
Oh, some of them won't rape them. Some of them just getting them for real.
Well, probably a small percent.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
A small percent.
Because the white women was going to get the men all day.
I think that's...
The boys like they swole up too.
I think that happened on a smaller scale.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I think it was happening. Because you look at some of them slave owners, they was fat and dumpy. Hair receding.
Or some of them was...
The slave owners?
Oh, yeah, the slave owners. Yeah,
it was fat and dumpy or like, they're like big and tall, fat and dumpy.
Yeah.
Come here, boy. You know what I'm saying? And them dudes come up, nappy head, pecs glistening, arms.
For sure.
Thick chocolate. You know what I'm saying? In the midst of the house, like...
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. Thomas.
Okay. What?
Is that right, Tommy?
I'm going to the barn.
You picking cotton today, huh?
Uh-huh.
What time you coming in?
Don't let that fool you out until I got Indian. It's a reason why.
Yeah, man.
Trace that Jake back.
It's part of our history.
Yeah, all day.
An unfortunate part of our history, but a part of our history.
True indeed.
Yeah. Keep going.
He saved. He saved enough money for one semester at Simpson College, where there were 300 students, and he was the only black student at the college. Mm. After graduating with a master's degree, Carver was hired by Booker T. Washington at the Tuskegee Institute as the school's director of agriculture, where he developed over 300 uses for the peanut and over 100 uses for the sweet potato.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, planners.
His parents, you know, kept telling him how good he was. The people who raised him kept telling him how good he was and how he should be a scientist. That's why it's so important for you parents to encourage your kids, see what they're good at, and encourage them.
Encourage them in that effort.
And stop putting them down and call them dumb and stupid.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't
exactly.
do that. Don't do that.
Because that's what they're going to believe.
Don't do that.
He believed that his purpose in life was to help the slave population to become self-sufficient through farming. Carver collaborated with Henry Ford to develop alternative fuel with soybeans.
Hold on, you gotta stop right there. We're talking about We're talking about gas problem, oil problem, trying to come up with a alternative fuel.
We're not talking about practice.
You know what I'm saying? Carver collaborated with Henry Ford.
Henry Ford.
We're talking about rich Henry Ford
to develop an alternate fuel with soy. We're talking about alternate fuel. Way back in the 1920s.
Mm-hmm.
Alternate fuel.
That's right.
Carver was part of that. Reed.
Yes.
And don't forget the Ford family today is still billionaires.
He turned down an opportunity to work with Thomas Edison because he believed he would do more good at the Tuskegee Institute.
The ham sandwich.
And actually, Thomas Edison had offered him $100,000, which was $1 million at this time.
Wow.
But he felt that he was called to the Tuskegee Institute, so that's where he stayed.
What in the Sam Blazes?
George Washington Carver, a resilient man, a leader, a role model, and a man who found honor in serving others. Mm.
And his tombstone reads. His tombstone reads. Embarrassing.
He could have added fortune, and he could have added fortune and fortune to fame, but caring for neither. Instead, he found happiness and honor in being helpful to the world.
Oh, Daba.
Get off the couch.
Get off the couch.
J-Bo Shaw.
Let's take a quick break. We're going to come back with a Thunder Mauer, because y'all going to get it. Y'all heard all these stories. Ooh, y'all going to get it, boy. Ooh. Ham Show.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Just trying to do the unthinkable, man. Correction. I will do the unthinkable.
Correct.
Yeah. Improbable, unbelievable. Why would they doubt me when the flow is so phenomenal? Titan and Bruce Lee's are dominoes. Vominos to the haters who imagine my ideas so illogical. Not from the Bronx, but my sense is so collegial. Instead, I tell a LA tale. It's hard to stomach the truth. Inhale the ginger ale. I lyrically exhale. Killer style, I'm killing it well. Thoughts deep as the sea in the booth. I turn killer well. Creative like the Asian that polished my woman nails. Unveil hip hop's face. The game is anemic. MCs is hypoglycemic. I preserve its sweetness. Precise like a seamstress. Intervening on anybody coming between and trying to slay this campaign. Belonging to spiritual meaning. My limits are oceanic. Fear no man, so it's no need for panic. The last one left. The sound is so organic. Spit nothing but fire. Style is volcanic. I put work in and under the hood. So mechanic. Child of God with the strength of a rhinoceros. Thought to stop at me that there is preposterous. Always on my guard like a security officer. Crowds the maze as he takes off his shirt. No tattoos, I make my own rules. Never follow trends, I am nothing like them. Christ-like, I am so like him. Why so dubious when you see how I'm doing? It's contrary to a reason. Hip-hop's theatrical season. Life on the mic, me and the track begin breathing. I don't eat too many sweets, this is a piece of cake. Spit lines, got these guys doing a double take. Got rap in the bag, you can call me Jake the Snake. In the booth all day, no coffee breaks. Hip-hop gospel meets commercial radio. Titanic, but the sound is unsinkable. Now listen close as I do the unthinkable. But why stop now? Might as well keep going. Besides, how can whatever structure God's calling, lacking substance in the verse, so they relying on the chorus, but not me. I can do this all night. The day I die is the night I run out of things to write. All I'm doing is telling you what he's done in my life. I give it to you in rhyme form. Above norm, repping peace. I'm the eye of the perfect storm. So embrace yourself, cause it's about to happen. Y&J number one label. Albums going platinum. Bills turning to pancakes. That money keeps stacking. Them shows keep booking. That luggage I keep packing. Watch the Camry transform into a phantom. Every day is Christmas and we don't even need Santa. So meet me by the chimney. I got a few similes I wanna get out before the track fades out. Like, I love God like Catholics love the Pope. I need his love like a bum needs a bar of soap. When I write, feel me and see my life like a sonogram. I'll be in the booth like my son be in La La Land. Like college freshmen who get offers for credit cards. It's equivalent to about how many metaphors I possess. Promote no drama. There's no ancient mama pumping through my veins. I played your pedal to you puppets on a string. Pinocchio flow, my style is real, boy.
What the Ham Sandwich Show.
Back.
We are back.
You know what that means.
Thunder.
Thunder. Thunder. Thunder. Thundercats. Ho!
Bleeple.
Bleeple. It's time for a sequel.
Please peruse with me over the Revelations.
Uh-huh. Revelations.
Chapter 12.
Chapter 12.
Somewhere around the 11th verse. What's a real overcomer, man? What does that mean? What does that look like? Who is that? Who that is?
It's just my baby daddy.
Well, obviously, we have a a man that we know that set the mark
for resilience.
For what a true overcomer looks like. Revelation 12:11. And they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb.
Right.
And by their testimony.
Mm.
And they did not love their lives so much. Y'all need to catch this. And they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die.
Mm. Oh my God.
Sit down and
First of all, of course, the scripture is talking about defeating Satan. And by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood that Jesus Christ shed, and by their testimony, the story of their redemption.
Right.
And their overcomption.
Right.
It's not a word.
Many near word.
But it says that they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die.
Mm.
Let me tell y'all something, yo. I feel tightness coming up in my chest.
38 hot.
I feel tight right now.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
If I had a belt right now, I'd beat every viewer watching this right now. I'd beat that camera.
I'll beat you so bad, I'll beat you.
What? You know what I'm saying? How much do you love your life? Now, obviously, the Bible tells us to love ourselves. And to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. But some of us love our life.
Mm.
Meaning that we don't want to do anything significant because we love what we're doing right now so much. Simply because really it gratifies us.
Mm. Don't do nothing for nobody else.
No. You love, here's what it is. You love your life so much that you can really care about others.
Mm.
You love your life so much that it's hard for you to even think about others and consider others. People who are poor, people who are broke down, people that have been through some of the most horrible things in life, people who are trying to make it, trying to come up, trying to find a way. Ultimately, people that need Christ. But you love your life so much that those are the people that you talk about, disregard, push to the side, have no empathy, no compassion, and not even a thought. Because at the end of the day, it's all about you, yourself, and you. You got the holy trinity of yourself, me, myself, and I.
And no
reason. Nobody think about nobody else.
So, but the Bible says.
Come on.
That not only do real overcomers overcome through the power of Jesus Christ and through the words of their overcoming, testimony.
Come on.
You know who do that, right? Come on.
Ew.
Come on. You know who do that, right? Baby C.
Baby. Baby C.
Blast the block. Come on.
Is that what they do?
That's what they did when they did it.
Yeah.
But they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die. Here's the reality. The Bible says that the person that's willing to lose his life.
Lose it.
Will gain it.
Come on.
But the person that saves his life will lose it. You know what I'm saying? God has this crazy way of doing the kingdom of God. Like when you go into different cities, like you go to Canada, like Canada talks like hey, what's going on, eh? So what's going on, eh? And they talk like they're asking a question. So I was going down to the city, right? And I that's how they talk. There's a certain way they talk, a certain way the culture does things. You go to New York, it's like, hey, what do you want? Hey, give me a slice of pizza, Tony, right?
Tony Montana.
Everybody. Everybody got a way. Every culture has a way of doing things. When you're in the land called the Kingdom of God,
The Kingdom of God.
That's what it's called.
Not only is there a language, Not only is there a way to view life, there's a way to do things. Mm. And the kingdom of God has this principle that we see time and time again.
Watch this.
Hashish. Smoking hashish. The kingdom of God has this thing where it's like, if you want it, you got to be willing to give it up.
Oh, I've taught that in my show, Honda.
But that my Hyundai Sonata. You know what I'm saying? So for instance, the kingdom of God says, you got to believe before you see. Instead of seeing before you believe. See, on earth, we say we see it, then we believe it. The kingdom of God says you got to believe it first, then you'll see it.
Oh, Debo Dasha.
See, in this world, they say, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Ugly. You got to love yourself.
You got to love yourself.
It's all about you. It's you first. Mm. And then after I take care of me, after I get on, after I get my big house, after I get my big car, after I get the furniture and everything I want.
Then whatever I got left.
Then I can start piecing off to the needy. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
And not to the greedy.
You've been eating long enough.
It is a shame because these men and women who came before us have given up everything for the opportunities that we have today.
Amen.
They have given up their lives of their families. You know, they were threatened, houses bombed, cross burned in their apartment in front of their on their lawns, churches burned for the opportunities that we have today, and we spit in their face by not taking advantage of them.
Spit in their face.
Spit.
It is an abomination.
And you know why they became so great? Because they did not love their lives so much.
That's right. They were selfless.
That they were afraid, to the point that they were afraid to die for what they believed.
That's ridiculous.
Sound like Jesus Christ to me.
That's what it sounds like.
Sound like Jesus Christ to me. And Martin Luther King said this. He was giving a speech, and in the middle of the speech, he said, I'm not afraid. I ain't scared. He said, I done lived long enough. So that they took his life, it didn't matter to him. Because right. he believed in the truth. And he believed in that truth so much that he was willing to die for it. You know what I'm saying? And so, at the end of the day, people, you know what I'm saying? We can look at Martin Luther King. You know what I'm saying? We can look at people outside of the faith like Gandhi. You know what I'm saying? We can look at Bethune. You know, we can look at all these different people and we can be inspired because they did something great and they weren't afraid to die for it. But ultimately, you know what I'm saying? The ultimate sacrifice that not only inspires us, but can cleanse us from our sins.
Right.
And literally change the heart and the mind of a man.
Right.
Is that of Jesus Christ. So first, give yourself to Jesus Christ. Give your life. Don't love your life so much that you don't want to follow him.
Right.
You lose your life to save it.
Right.
The person that gains the whole world, what does it profit him if he loses his soul?
Mm.
But if you give your soul to God, who knows, you might gain the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all not hearing the kingdom talk.
Y'all not
talk.
Hearing it.
Come on.
Y'all not. Come on.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
You
know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on. You know what I'm saying?
Who says that?
Oh.
What? Come on.
Come on.
And
a certain church. A certain first lady.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All day.
Y'all are so foul.
When the preacher gets good. Come on.
Y'all are so foul.
Hey, yo, we gotta go, man. We gotta go. Hey, yo, it's the kid, Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy, Sean Nick. AKA.
He's gonna make somebody choke him out.
The chopper piece, boy. Hot if you hear me.
It's your girl, True Asia. Today I have two quotes because I just couldn't choose. Both quotes are from George Washington Carver. The first one says 99% of the failures come from people who have the habit of making excuses.
Come on.
The second one says no individual has any right. Now I need y'all to listen to this one. I need y'all to stop laughing and listen.
Oh, shit. Pull the mama out. All right.
No individual has any right to come into the world and go out of the world without leaving something behind.
Mm.
Come on.
And we appreciate y'all listening too.
What in a ham sandwich?
Peace.
Peace.
Oh. Song one, Omega Sparks, Lyrical Workout. Song two, Pizzle, featuring Pastor 83, Baby Girl. What's up, Baby Girl?
Yeah.
Baby Gap. Song three,
yeah.
J Life, Unthinkable.